Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm responding to Wendy Naughty underscore Tart about cookery apps. Now, I'm going to have another search and see if I find any more, but there's one that I did have ages ago, and I've downloaded it again to make sure that it is still relatively accessible, and it is the BBC Good Food app, which has, I think its full title is BBC Good Food Recipes, Tools and Cooking Tips. But if you put good food into the search box in the App Store, it will come up. It's a free app, or I think it is, because obviously I just downloaded it again because I'd already had it before. But I can't see me buying it, to be honest, so it's probably free or next to nothing. Now, when you get in the app, you get a classic cookbook for free. There are other cookbooks, but you have to pay for them, and they are £1.49 each. But you could look at the classic one and see what you think of it. The recipes, when you click on the cookery book, across the top you have things like breakfast, lunch, breakfast, mains, desserts, vegetarian or all. So you could click, say for example, I might click on vegetarian, as I am one, and it will just give you the vegetarian recipes within that recipe book. And I think they vary from sort of one pot meals to things that are more complicated, and desserts from scratch, like cheesecake was one of them. There was something chocolate and raspberry pots, I think, and there was a recipe for a pear and ginger loaf, I think it was. There's a timer on it, so if you need a cooking timer, you've got one there within the app. You can also change the measurements in the settings, so you can either have it imperial or metric, depending on which is your cup of tea. There are various things in the settings, but it all seems pretty accessible to me. I haven't tried any of the recipes, to be fair, but it does look accessible, and you could always try, say, a recipe out the classic cookbook, and then if you liked it, you could maybe just download one at a time, and or just your favourites. There's a festive cookbook, there's a one pot, there's a friend, so I'm guessing that's if you're having people around for tea, for a meal or something. There is, I'm trying to think what else, but there are quite a few. I think there's a healthy one as well, so healthy options, and probably if you paid for them all, you'd end up paying probably about maybe £7.50, something like that. But you certainly don't need to download them all in one go. You can do them one at a time, and you don't have to download them all if there's any you don't like the sound of. But the classic one you've got, and there look to be quite a few recipes to go at. So that's the one that I've found so far. If I come across any others that are accessible, I will let you know. But if anybody else has got any, then feel free to pop along. And also, the other day, Innes shared her salad recipe, a very simple salad recipe that she uses, which was brilliant. So I'm going to pop along later and share another salad recipe that I've got and used. And actually, cooked it, because you don't cook a salad, do you? You know what I mean? Prepared the salad for my family. It's a recipe I've had for years, and my dad actually liked it, and he was certainly not a big salad person. He liked sort of steak and, you know, things like that. But so I'll pop along later and share that recipe. But if anyone's got any recipes they want to share, feel free. If you know of any cookery apps other than the one I've mentioned, then share as well, and I will speak to you all soon. Take care.